This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. It's unclear how many people will go shopping during Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and the rest of the post-Thanksgiving weekend, what with COVID-19 still surging in Wisconsin. But merchants are doing what they can to attract shoppers into stores or online. The pandemic has meant tough going for several types of businesses, including restaurants, entertainment venues, the hospitality industry, and some retail establishments. Bill Smith is state director of the National Federation of Independent Business, which has nearly 10,000 members in Wisconsin. Smith says his group's economists measure monthly what they call an optimism index.
How are small business owners feeling about the next 6 months or the next 3 months? And I can tell you that the latest economic trends report showed that optimism index down.
Smith says the reasons for the decline are economic uncertainty and, for some firms, a labor shortage, even as other companies have laid people off. The uncertainty has not stopped some companies from trying to grow. For example, today through Monday, the East Side and Downer Avenue Business Improvement Districts are teaming up for a Scroll and Stroll event, offering a central landing page for online deals, as well as specials for shoppers who want to pick up curbside or put on a mask and go into stores. Kellen Dorr is marketing manager for Kind Oasis on Farwell Avenue, which sells natural wellness products as well as holiday gifts. Dorr says some of those acknowledge COVID-19.
Like holiday face mask and natural hand sanitizer, as well as more fun gifts for everyone.
Dorr also says Kind Oasis remains confident about later next year, planning to make use of the store's commercial kitchen and event space. In the meantime, Dorr says personally she'd support Congress passing another COVID-related stimulus package to help many people, including small businesses. Bill Smith of the Independent Business Group calls more federal help vital.
The sad reality is that, you know, small businesses need a certain level of revenue in order to keep functioning.
Chuck Quernbach, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.